We begin Bezrat Hashem, Sefer Shav Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Perak Aleph. Bo Yivor Sveka Del Raisa, Be'isurin, V'Safik Tumu B'Rishus Ayachid, V'Safik Tumu B'Rishus Arabim, V'Sveik Sveka. There are four topics in this Shmaitza Aleph. Number one, Safik Del Raisa. Number two, Safik Tumu B'Rishus Ayachid. Number three, Safik Tumu B'Rishus Arabim. And number three, Sveik Sveka. So the first parak begins. Naktinan Sveka Del Raisa L'Chumra. The halacha is that whenever there's a Safik on an issue that's Del Raisa, one must be Machmir. V'das HaRambam V'chiburo HaGadol V'kama Makamos De'enu L'Chumra Elamid Yivrei Sofrim. V'davar Torah Kol Hasvekos Sharia. There's two opinions. The first opinion is the Rambam and Ravid both hold that the rule Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is only a din derabanan. So min haTorah, any Safek is mutter. It is only because Chazal were machmir upon us that we have to be machmir in us. On the other hand, the other Rishonim, the Ran, Rashba, I think maybe the Ramban, they hold that min haTorah, one has to be machmir on a safek. So that means if there's, let's say, a piece of meat that might be kosher or might be treif. If it's kosher, it's mutar lechatchila. If it's treif, let's say it's asur midoraisa. So what is the halacha? The halacha is that one must be machmir and not eat it. But is it that min haTorah you're allowed to eat it because it's only a safek isser and the Rabbanan came along and said don't eat it? That's the opinion of the Rambam and Ravid. Or do we say that the Torah itself demands that we should be machmir on a safek? That's the opinion of the Ran and the Rashba. The Pri Chodesh B'Yoradeh Harich B'Zeh Ayin Sham B'Simun Kuf Yud. The Pri Chodesh analyzes these two opinions. Again, Rambam is Mekel, that min haTorah safik is mutter, and the Rashba is machmir, that even min haTorah a safik is also. Achein mashakasa papri chadar zal, achein mi safik tumah b'rishus yachid, esveiko tohar leka lemedek minei kisfaras harambam. The Shavas Maisa is now quoting the Pri Chadash, who the Pri Chadash wanted to say that don't bring a raya to the opinion of the Rambam, again, who holds min haTorah safik is mutter, based on the rule that safik tumah b'rishus harambam is tohar. So that sounds like a clear proof to the Rambam. That's not a raya. Why? Because why does it sound like it's a raya? Because if something is tamei or tahor, you're not sure. So the halacha is in Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to assume, you should assume that it's tahor. So that sounds like the opinion of the Rambam. And this halacha of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is, everyone agrees to this. This is, the Gemara in many places uses that rule. So isn't that clear evidence to the Rambam that min haTorah you are allowed to be mekel in a case of a Safek? Says the Pri Chodesh, no, it's not a raya to the Rambam, because the ikel lememar de shiny hasam de isle cheskas tara v'hamidenu al cheskas. So the Pri Chodesh is of the opinion that tumah v'tara, you're allowed to be, we'll call it mekel, in a case of Safek. Safek tumah v'rishus harabim is tahor. That is not comparable to other cases, generally speaking, of Safek, asur, or mutter. Why? Because if something is tahor or tameh, says the Pri Chodesh, the only reason why the halacha says that in Rishus HaRabim you can assume that it's tahor is because it once was tahor. It has a safek meikara. It has a chez zakud meikara that it was once tahor. So if so, that is the only reason why, in the case of safek tuma Rishus HaRabim, you should ha'amidenu al cheskaso. You should assume that it retained its prior status of being tahor. But that has nothing to do, and that is not a proof, to the other cases. Let's say there is a piece of meat, which is treif for kosher. So the Rambam's opinion is that you can assume it's kosher. But that has nothing to do with the case of Safek Tumah, because in the case of Safek Tumah, it originally began as tahor. Hashem Kain, the meat, if it was treif, it was always treif. It didn't start out as kosher and then become treif later. So the Pri Chodesh is saying that there's no proof from the fact that Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is said to be tahor. That doesn't prove that a case of Safek Isser you can be makeup, because the only reason you can be say it's tahor in a Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is because it started out as tahor. But a case of Safek Isser didn't necessarily start out as mutter. So since there's no Chazakah D'Meikara that's helping you out, we have no right to conclude that you should be mekel in the case of Safek Isser. So Pri Chodesh says, Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tahor, that is not a proof to the Rambam. Even the Rashba could agree with that, because the Rashba will say, a case of Safek Isser, you have to be machmir, because that never began as mutter. It can be always asur, meolam. But a case of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, which started out as tahor, that you can be mekel, because it started out as tahor. So therefore, concludes the Pri Chadash. Safik Tamei, Safik Tahor, Birshus Rabim. The halacha is Sveik of Tahor, but that is not a proof to the Rambam. The Pri Chadash continues. The Gam Leke Lememer, the Tikshile Leharambam, the Safik Tumer, Birshus Haryachi, the Sveik of Tamei. The Ha Afladasa Rashba Tikshi, Kragabi Tumalamali. Ele Itzdrich, the Lotemo Uki Aches Kaso, the Tahoru. Kamash Milan, the Havixeris Kasu, the After Ika Cheskas, Tara Birshus Yachi, Tamei. Vim Kang, Gam Ladasa Rambam. Afa Gav the Kol Safik Sharia, Rahmana. Hachagabi Safik Tumer, Birshus Yachi, Havixeris Kasu, the Safik Tamei. Maybe you want to bring a proof in the other direction from the complementary halacha. What are the two complementary halachas? We discussed already Safik Tuma Birshus Arabim is Sveiko Tahor. The other side of that coin is Safik Tuma Birshus Yachid is Sveiko Tame. Oh, so if Sveiko Tame and Rishus Yachid, so that sounds like the Rashba, because you're being Machmir in the case of Safik. So the Pri Chadash says no, because think of it, according to the Rashba, there's a general rule of Safik Isser Lechumra. So then why do we need a special halacha called Safek Tuma Birshus HaYachid Sveiko Tame? You shouldn't need a special rule like that. We should just fall back upon the general rule called Safek Isser L'chumra. So what would the Rashba respond to that? The Rashba would respond to that by saying, no, the general rule of Safek Isser L'chumra applies to most cases. But Safek Isser Birshus HaYachid is a special chiddush that we should view it as Tame. Why? Why is that a special case? Because it started out as Tahor. An object didn't come into existence as Tame. It originally started out as Tahor, and later it may have become Tameh. So since it had a chazaka de meikara of Tara, you might think that even though the general rule is Safik Isser L'chumra, but Safik Tahor Safik Tameh, since it had a chazaka de meikara of being Tahor, so we should not. Maybe we don't say Safik is Tameh. Maybe we say that it's Tahor. The Xeris HaKosuv comes to tell us, lafuke that, even though a Safek Tame Safek Torah had a Chazaka Tamei Kara of Tahara, still Safek Tuma Birushus HaYachid is Tame. So that's how the Rashba will understand that case. It's Exeris HaKasuv, that in general, we have a rule, Safek Yisr L'chumra, and you might think that in the case of Safek Tuma Safek Tahar, in Rishus HaYachid, it should be Tahar, because of the Chazaka Tamei Kara of Tahara, Kamash Malan, even in that case of Safik Tumah, Safik Tahor, it would be viewed as Tameh. That's why you need the Chiddush Hakra, to be Machmir even in that case, to come in Lafuke, what you might think, based on the Chazaka Dmeikara of Tahara. Kamash Milan, Safik Tumah Birushus Yachid is Tameh. So, if we're going to say that, according to the Rashba, to explain the Klal of Safik Tumah Birushus HaYachid, so we'll say the same thing according to the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, in general, Safik Isser is Lekula, and there's a Chiddush Hakra that tells you Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tamei. In other words, there's a Chiddush HaKra according to everybody. According to the Rashba, who holds any Safek Isser is L'chumra, you need the Torah to tell you that Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tamei, because Hava Amina, since it has a Chazaka Demeikara of Tahara, so it should remain Tahara, Kamash Malan, it's Tamei. And according to the Rambam, it's also a Chiddush HaKra that Kol Isurim Safek Lekula and Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is different, based on this Chiddush HaKra, Gzeiros HaKasuv, that it's actually Tameh. Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh. So according to everybody, there's a special Chiddush HaKra here. According to the Rashba, the Chiddush HaKra tells you that Safek Tumah is Tameh Birshus HaYachid, despite that you might think it's Tahor because of the Chazaka Meikara. And according to the Rambam, it's a Chiddush HaKra because, in general, Safek is Mutter. And Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is actually Tameh. So there's no raya for the Rashba against the Rambam from Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid. But what are you going to say? V'ikashalach denelef misota sh'asura misafek lo tiksh. Maybe the very rule that we learn from Sota is the source that teaches us that Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh, because the Torah says by a Sota that she was secluded, and we don't know if she was Nitmeis, but we have to treat her as a Tameh, or Asur, in this case of Safek. So maybe that should be the source, and the precedent, and the binyanav to apply to all cases, extrapolate to all cases of Safek Isser, that should be Safek L'chumra. And let that be a raya for the Rashba against the Rambam. The answer is no. Deshaini hasam deraglaim ledavar. That would not be of a legitimate source to make a binyanav and extrapolate to all other cases of Safek Isser. Why? Because even the Rambam could agree. In other words, that Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh, because there's Raglaim Ledavar in the case of Sota, we know. But in other cases where there's no Raglaim Ledavar, so Kol Sveikos, Sharia. That would be how the Rambam could accommodate that halacha of Sopik Tumah Berusha Siyach that we learned from Sota. And after we've heard what the Pri Chadosh has to say about what does or what does not constitute a raya for the Rambam, there's no raya for the Rambam from Sufik Tame, Sufik Tahor, Bereshus Arabim, Sveiko Tahor. And there's no raya for the Rashba from Sufik Tumah Bereshus Hayachid, Sveiko Tame. So now we'll see what the Shav Smaitzer wants to say.